Welcome, listeners. So, Wolf's Howl, or Howls at Midnight, is here. Hello.
Hello.
Excuse the awkwardness, my cat just climbed into my lap. But yeah, no questions today, necessarily, but we're going to talk about generational stuff, I suppose.
Yeah, see what happens. See where it goes.
Yeah. So, I was born in 1990.
Did you set a timer?
I can set a timer. How long would you like to go for?
We can do an hour, like we did last time.
Cool.
I don't want you to get crazy and be like 3 hours into it. I get passionate about this stuff, you know.
I kind of do too. Okay, 1 hour. Cool.
Not that more time with you wouldn't be great, so.
Aw, thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, you're born in 1990.
Yep. And you're born in?
81.
81, okay, cool. Saves me from doing math. So yeah, I don't know. We were talking a bit off air, I guess, that we both kind of felt like we were the last of the older type of viewpoint on life, I suppose.
We're getting to be the last. I think we're the last generation of it. There's not very many of my age group left that have the last view. And I'm sure there's not that many of your age group.
And by like the quote-unquote traditional outlook on life, you mean like have a steady career, get married, yeah, have kids, buy a house, that sort of thing?
Yeah, the American dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not there anymore at all.
No, for sure not. And along with that would be like the idea of being monogamous and exclusive and things like that. Well, I mean, like, I don't know if it's because the idea of polyamorousness, being polyamorous, is more equated to being modern. I don't know. It's
and this is where I get a little weird. I think it personally goes much deeper than that. I think look at the music we're listening to. Look at what's popular nowadays. I mean, we're essentially told what's like, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a celebrity gets on there that we all are told that, you know, he's a celebrity, he's awesome, says something about one thing, and then all of a sudden everybody likes it.
Right.
You know, sex is one of those big things that sells. We're told that we're supposed to like it. We're told that it's taboo.
Right.
You know, it's cool to have a girlfriend now when you're married, only because a celebrity did it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
People, they glamorize those kind of lives, and then people want to be them. So they're like, oh, that experience must be awesome. He's doing it, so it must be cool for me. That's kind of where I think a lot of it's coming from, personally.
Yeah. But do you think it's, like, are we only seeing it with, like, how am I putting this? Like, are we...
Is it more publicized than it was back then? Is that what you're saying?
Is it,
for lack of better terms,
is it more accepted, and are we only assuming that more people are accepting it because we're just hearing about it more, or are people actually?
That's a good question, but I don't know. I mean, I wasn't alive back then, so I can't speak from actual experience. But I mean, I think actions speak louder than words. I mean, look at how many people stay at their job for 20 plus years now.
True.
They you know. People used to get a job at one place and they stayed there their whole lives.
Yeah.
My grandparents, same way, they had 30 years at the same company.
Which is like very difficult for me to find now, right?
Yeah, you won't find that anywhere. I mean, it's rare unless they're that old and they're still working there.
Right. But like the mentality of jobs nowadays is It's just basically anything you can find, really, and no hard feelings. Yeah, no hard feelings if it's only for like a year or two.
But back then, companies used to really take care of you too. I mean, it's not a one-sided coin.
Yeah.
You know, they offered pensions, and they offered, you know, if you worked there for 30 years, you were taken care of when you left.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case anymore.
No. It's almost like they just rather hire a part-timer or two part-timers to avoid paying you benefits or things like that, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's not necessarily their fault either, because body has made it so difficult now.
Mm-hmm.
I would hate to be a small business owner in our current times. It's ridiculous, the penalties and the restrictions that are placed on them, especially in this state. I know each state's worse. At least we're a right to work state. There's other states that aren't, and I feel sorry for them. I really do.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine having to operate in something like that.
Right. Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say.
I mean, I kind of honestly think it's gone from a shift of the, it's almost like a country mindset. You know, if you look back in the day, you know, back in World War II and all that stuff, we weren't afraid to take action. We weren't afraid to do what was right, because that's what we were taught to do, is you always stood up for what was right. You know, you had integrity.
And integrity
is quickly leaving this world, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe not the world, but the country.
Mm-hmm.
There's very few people here that have integrity, or at least people that I've met.
Mm-hmm.
And back then, you could see by the country, by what we did. I don't want to get into politics because I'm not looking to argue or do whatever, but you know, they did, whether it was right or wrong, they believed it was right and they stood up for it. You know, that doesn't happen anymore. And I think that part of that mentality is what's going on with everything, with the generation shift.
Well, I think also it's the view of what is right is actually shifting, and everyone's everyone's effort to stand up for what they believe in is still there. It's just what they believe in is changing, definitely.
I guess that's true. Maybe it was. Yeah, I guess I see what you're saying.
Yeah,
it's more divided. It's not. It's not. It's not. I don't know. Yeah, so I see what you mean. You're right about that.
Yeah. I don't know if that's more noticeable to me as a Canadian, because growing up in Canada, at least with my peers, we could honestly care less about, like, political issues or things going on in the world. And then I come to America, and then it's just there's such a feeling of being patriotic, but then that same intense feeling and pride in being American gets applied to whatever interests or opinions that you stand up for.
And see, I don't get political either. I don't follow it. I don't listen to it. You know, I know enough to kind of just know what's going on, but even barely.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really get, in my opinion, it's all it's a way to draw attention. It's a way to guide.
Right.
I want to say mind control, but that just sounds so conspiracy theorist, but in my opinion, that's kind of what it is. I mean, even on that level, they're telling you what to fight. They're telling you what your opinion is.
Right.
And no one thinks for themselves anymore. And I guess that's what I was trying to go with, the standing up for what was right. A lot of people don't think for themselves anymore.
Yeah, a lot of people wouldn't necessarily do research for themselves. They just follow the popular.
Because it's easier.
Because it's easier, and it's easy to get caught up in. Like, if someone's a really good speaker and it's really convincing, then you feel like you've learned everything. When in reality, you haven't.
No, he's just sold you a big heap of crap.
Yeah.
I mean, essentially.
Yeah.
And I think that's got a lot to do with it, too. We're getting lazy as a society because, I mean, look, imagine. You know, they talk about an EMP. You know, everyone talks about all these nuclear weapons, and they talk about all this stuff being devastating. Think about an electric magnetic pulse hitting this country and wiping out everything electronic.
Right.
We'd be doomed. Because nobody here knows how to grow crops. Nobody here knows how to hunt. I mean, nobody has any survival skills.
No.
Because they're so used to their phone doing it for them.
Right.
I'm just as guilty. I mean, I have my issues, too, but... I mean, just think about that. I mean, that's kind of scary.
Yeah. No, yeah, I understand.
I mean, we're as a society are allowing that to happen. We're letting mm-hmm. technology take over for our skills, and we're losing our skills.
And people don't care, like, especially the younger generation. Like, I look at kids nowadays, and I'm like, you're going to teach my kids someday, and that's frightening.
It's scary, isn't it? Good Lord, you see these kids acting the way they do. My dad would have jerked me up, smacked the crap out of me. I mean, no respect. No one's teaching anybody respect anymore.
Yeah.
It's just a bad way to prep for the future.
And, like, my opinions are coming from, like, I don't have kids yet, so I'm sure things are going to change. But, like...
Well, I have kids, and they didn't change for me. You know, my child's not going to act that way in front of there, because he's a reflection of me, you know?
Yeah, of course.
Nobody upholds that anymore. If your kid goes to school and he fails, he's a reflection of the teacher. He's not a reflection of you, and that's a complete crap mentality, in my opinion. But that is the mentality.
Right, yeah.
It's horrible. It really is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and to me, that all ties into the whole generational shift, because we're not holding people accountable anymore.
Right. Yeah.
We're allowing them to make excuses, and
mm-hmm.
it's becoming the norm. Like you said, the view of what is right is changing.
Right. Yeah. It's frightening, because I don't know.
It really is. I mean, I think that's what, because it probably started for it to catch up this way. I mean, you got to think about the generations, people raising kids and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said that actions speak louder than words, as far as seeing, you know, like you said, more hearing about it nowadays. Because
mm-hmm.
parents weren't raising their kids that way. So, you know, the way I was raised, and probably the way you were raised too, I'm mm-hmm. guessing just by talking to you. You know, it's not the way kids are raised anymore.
No.
I mean, people are threatened to call social service. And if I offend anybody, I'm sorry. I am for spanking or some kind of punishment. It doesn't necessarily have to be spanking, but there has to be some right. kind of punishment.
Some sort of consequence.
Yeah. I mean, but pain brings change. I mean, it's the only way you're going to change is with pain.
Mm.
I mean, in anything in life, really.
Mm.
So as a kid, if you don't experience any pain, you're not going to change.
Well, because it's not, like, impactful or memorable.
Exactly,
enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the only reason I support spanking. I don't think it's right to beat anybody, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, as a child, I got my butt whooped. And looking back on it, I wouldn't have any other. Because I had fear, you know, it kept me from doing stupid stuff.
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'd say my parents were... My dad was the same way. My mom was too nice.
Yeah, I got over my mom. Did my father.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is where it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. There's, so many factors, and it's just like... And I know my views are going to change after kids, and I'm just trying not to be too judgmental to the current parents, because.
No, I mean, again, for me to say it's right doesn't mean that it's right either. So mm-hmm. just because, you know, maybe we're the bad thinkers in this new world, and I don't know. I mean, there's really no way of telling.
But that hinges on the fact of, like, what is right anymore or what is wrong, and that's changing.
That's all up to perception, really. It's all about what the best salesperson thinks is right or wrong.
Right. But what you were saying earlier, like, it's gone from, like after World War II, that whole time period, it's like you have the collective general assumption that there's a right and a wrong, but now it's just like we're all right, but that's not how it works.
Yeah, that's the problem. You can't all be right. Imagine if you worked in an office where everybody was right, it'd go out of business pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not here to repress anybody. I'm not here to say that your lifestyle is different, but everything can't be allowed. I mean, it doesn't mm-hmm. work that way, in my opinion.
Yeah, and, like, some of the... So I was a manager for a retail store, and like we'd have like these really young, quote unquote, really young, like this is their first job type of situation, mm-hmm. and it's just like they're entitled, they're late. Oh, I'm sorry, whatever. Like, I understand if you have family stuff going on, but at least tell me about it. Like, the proper etiquette of work is gone, and it's not their fault. They just didn't really know about it.
You know what absolutely drove me crazy the other day? Well, I guess about 6 months ago, I saw this article. They are no longer recommending to call after you give a resume. Every job I've ever gotten in my life is because I called 2 days later to say, hey, I really want this job. Have you thought about me?
Yeah, that's what stands out to me.
They it was like a money mag. I forget the magazine, Big To Do magazine. And it said, in today's technological age, the hiring manager no longer wants to hear from you. They are giving advice to no longer pursue what you went after.
So that really it's an excuse. Me. Yeah.
Yeah, because of technology, there's no reason for you to.
I'd still rather do things in person.
Oh, I still, my 18-year-old son, when he got his job, I was like, it was right around the same time. I was like, don't listen to this. You need to call it.
Yeah. Like, show your face and get to know the person.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, your personality is what gets you everywhere, and people are losing theirs.
Mm-hmm. I think that's also why there's such a large turnover rate for jobs, because they're hiring people based on the resume.
Yeah.
Without actually knowing them, like what's on your resume couldn't be like completely true, like, you know. You're going off of like a trust system.
I was a hiring man. I ran a division. I had 40-50 people under me. Mm-hmm. People used to make fun of me because my interviews were so short. I'd walk in, I'd talk to the guy for 5 minutes, and I knew whether I wanted to hire him or not. It had nothing to do with his resume.
Right, yeah.
You know, I'd sit down and talk with him. I like this kid. He's a great guy. Sometimes my gut was wrong, but it happens.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we put together a great team based on personalities more so than skills.
Right, yeah.
You can teach skills. You can't teach personality.
Very true, yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. People aren't hiring that way anymore.
It sucks.
more generational shifts?
Yep. Yep.
It's just amazing to see it change the way, if you look back at the way it was then, the way it is now. I mean, there is a big difference.
Yeah. Well, I was talking with my dad about, like, and my dad hardly ever talks about the past, just because that he's just that type of person. He just keeps looking forward. But I finally got him talking about, like, what his teens were like. So, like, straight out of high school, and he was on his own, and he was just like, yeah, I went to this place because I heard there might be a job. I get there, and it's a Sunday, and nothing's open. So he walks into a restaurant, and the girl is like, oh, yeah, you can stay with my boyfriend. And it was just like, no problem. Okay, stay with boyfriend, and then find a job through another thing. It was just like, He had no worries, and people were so honest and trusting at that time that it would. It's just like, it's so different. You can't do that now.
No, you die.
Yeah, exactly.
People were raised with integrity. Everybody kind of knew it, you know. People would help each other without a care. Well, I mean, not everybody, but I mean, the majority of the people would help each other.
Right, and if you were to do that now, if you were to help someone, it would kind of be like a double take. Like, okay, did you want something back?
Yeah.
Like,
or you just straight up get taken advantage of, and then the law would tell you that you couldn't kick them out of your house for 30 days because that's what's fair. I mean, it's stupid, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's dependent on which state you're in as well.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's each law is different, but.
Yeah.
But like here, somebody can go decide to sit on a piece of property that's not theirs and just pop a tent, and you got to wait 30 days to kick them off because it's a squatter law.
Hmm.
You can't even protect your own property anymore.
Yeah. I kind of made a few notes on what else we could talk about, or just things that we had mentioned.
I'm trying to hold back a little bit because I go on a tangent if I don't. So
no, tangents are welcome. If you want to go on a tangent, go right ahead.
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Are you sure?
You start offending people when you go on tangents because your mouth goes before your brain. I don't
want to do that. You had mentioned packaging.
It's a very uninteresting portion of it. Just when I meant packaging, I meant preferences, like easeability. Like pill bottles are now easy.
Oh, you know,
stuff
I see.
To open is now easy.
I suppose.
They're trying to make everything convenient, regardless of what it is.
Right.
I mean, even down to the way they package medicine. I mean, you get medicine on the go.
Or even like food, like Uber Eats or whatever.
Yeah. Same kind of deal.
That's a whole other thing. Like, people don't know how to cook anymore.
They don't. It's and it's not their fault. It's their parents raising them. Their mother doesn't know how to cook. It doesn't.
Doesn't
teach them.
And then that ties in with like the whole physical health thing, and like.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, you know, some people. You know, I'm all for women's rights and all that stuff, so I'm not going against that. But, you know, it was that model that produced such a, you know, produced integrity and produced everything. Like, my mother stayed at home my entire childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And my son, we set it up the same way because it was important to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you send your kid out into the school, you never know who's going to shoot it up next. I mean, it's a scary, it's a very scary realization. I mean, our high school, where our 18-year-old, now he's graduated now, but I mean, they had a couple threats at the time, and that's just a scary damn moment when you find out the school's on lockdown.
Yeah,
you don't know what the hell's going on.
That's completely foreign to me, being a Canadian. That wasn't even a thing. Like, having police officers at schools here is normal, I'm assuming.
It's very normal here.
Yeah, that's, like, we didn't even have security at our school. It was just, like, office staff and a nurse. That's it.
Yeah. And see, to me, the sad part about that is I think school shootings have become so big is because we've actually made it seem cool to be a school shooter. Like, if you're going to go out blasting a bunch of people. And that's our own doing, if you ask me. I mean, we have created that monster.
Just with the media. And that's a whole other topic. Yeah.
And it, I mean, that's, I don't know. I don't understand it. Somehow they're getting popularized, you know, somebody saying, oh, that's so damn cool. And
well, and that goes along with like media and social media as well, getting that like 15 minutes of fame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand Snapchat.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, I mean, Instagram, sure, Instagram stories, sure, but I don't know.
They're taking the personalization out of socializing.
Yeah.
You no longer actually have to know anybody to socialize.
Quote unquote socialize. But when it comes to like face to face socializing, you're still on your phone. So I don't think that counts.
It really doesn't. I mean, people, if you ask me, a lot of people don't even know how to socialize it.
No. And I think that's why so many people like just go to the internet for socialization, but then you'd be missing those social cues and like etiquette and everything like that. It's like you see a line or you don't see a line, so you cross it and it's just completely wrong, right?
Yeah, exactly.
But also not any fault of anyone's necessarily. No.
It goes back to what you said. I mean, everything's right now. There's nothing that's wrong.
Yeah.
And if it's not deemed as right, you've been told that you can make it right. And it's your right to do it, which I do agree with. That's kind of a gray area.
Yeah.
But, I mean, still.
Yeah.
It's very much a gray area. So I don't know. It's,
yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, like you could... I don't know. I think if Yeah, it's like almost if you push hard enough to say that your opinion is right, other people are going to agree with you eventually.
Yeah, and I think it goes to the salesperson. I think we hit the nail on the head with that. Mm-hmm. Because someone who has a great idea, and if they're not a good salesperson, they're going to fail.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I mean, if you're not a people person, unless you get seriously lucky, you'll be able to do your job and do everything. But in my opinion, not many people that aren't people rise to the top. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
Because it's all about influence. It's all about having that right person like you and giving you that try. And
mm-hmm.
You know, it's sad that that's really what it's all about.
So along those lines, though, that's probably why we're seeing an increase in discussions of mental health, which is a good thing. It should be addressed. But I think more and more people are.
See, that ties into the generalization part too. Me may hate me for this. Mental illness has gotten so widespread that they're so quick to slap somebody with a label.
Right. And, that they mislabel potentially.
And then you tell somebody and they're going to believe it. So someone mm-hmm. who was normal, was just going through a tough time, has now been diagnosed depression, blah, 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 blah. And because they're told this, they believe it. You know, mm-hmm. I'm depressed. You know, I don't have to do what's right because I'm depressed. Damn it. I have a mental illness. Mm-hmm. I deserve to collect this. You know, I don't have to fight for it.
Right.
You know, and I don't know. I have personal experience with that because I went through my own little issue where they did the same thing to me. And mm-hmm. I finally had enough of it, and I gave them back all their medicines. Like, look, I don't need this shit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I have a perfectly normal life. I don't know about a perfectly normal life, but I'm happy.
Which is important, yeah.
I don't kill anybody, and, you know, I don't offend anybody, I don't think, most of the time. But
yeah.
I think people are looking for the easy way out nowadays. Nobody wants to actually work for what they get.
Well, because they've been told that, so to speak, like they've been told that they're entitled to X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm. Simply for being born.
Yeah.
It's very, very, very sad. But I think that all contributes to the generation shift. I mean,
mm-hmm.
we've lowered the standard.
Yeah.
Now, you said you were pretty passionate about this topic, too, and I've done most of the talking. So.
Well, no, it's just I've already ranted about, work stuff. It's strange because it's not necessarily, a generational thing as far as, what age you're at, but perhaps what you were brought up with.
Yeah, it has everything to do with it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like, I look at my cousins who are only a couple years younger than me, and there's already such a difference. Like, I truly feel like I'm older than... I don't know. Like, it's like, I'm not into social media. I could care less. And it's just like... I'm not looking to be, I don't know.
You have a what?
I'm not looking to be, I don't want people knowing about my life.
Right.
And I think with things like Snapchat and Instagram, it's like a requirement that you have to let everyone know what's going on every day. Hour of every day, and if you don't, mm-hmm. then something's wrong with you. But if you're not comfortable doing it, then don't. And it's just like the whole privacy thing. And
no, that's a whole nother topic right there.
Yeah. Yeah,
we have no privacy. I mean, you might as well hang that word up,
right? Yeah, I mean, I'm trying my best to keep my privacy considering, but it's, I feel like I've screwed up already.
Well, just put it, have you ever This is what got me the first time. Ever have your phone sitting on the table and you're talking with your significant other about a certain brand of shoe or something, and you pick up your phone and go to the internet, and all of a sudden that brand of shoe is being advertised?
Yep. They're listening.
They are. I mean, they've admitted to it.
My view on that is, like, they have so much information. I'm pretty much anonymous, so.
True. No, I mean, no one's paying attention to me. No one cares about me. But just the fact that they're doing it is what bothers me.
Yeah.
It drives me crazy because, they, I don't know, no one's doing anything to stop them.
Well, that's also a gray area because of like government regulation, but everyone in government is older, so they don't understand the younger generation and like the privacy issues involved and things like that. So it's not regulated, and then you have other countries coming in and doing their thing, and I'm not an expert, but
no, and it hit home for me. I guess a couple of months ago, really, because I was talking with somebody who doesn't live in this country; they live out of state or out of country,
right?
And she was telling us, and this is what blew me away: our reality shows that we have, like the ones that are supposed to be serious, they market as comedies over there.
Interesting.
Yeah. I forget what shows they were. I think one of them was Preppers and like the other one was Swamp Wars or something. It was like the stuff that we're entertained by and like are all behind. Other countries are viewing it as comedy.
Well, I would assume it's because like the American culture, North American culture is so glamorized overseas and potentially like foreign, possibly.
I could see that.
Because, like, definitely the whole movement of not necessarily being entitled, but the view of pushing your own opinion as right, I feel like that's very North American. And then the world is just now catching up.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree. I mean, that's how North America was formed.
Right. I might be wrong in saying that.
I mean, I, from the outside looking in, I'm with you. I don't follow all that, so I don't know all the facts, but it would make sense.
Yeah.
We said, screw you. We don't like you, Mr. King. We're getting on this boat and we're heading across the ocean.
Right.
Kiss our ass, you know? and that brings about, you know, that brings about change. It brings about innovation. You know, great things were done by people like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the difference is they had respect. They did it with integrity. You know,
right. Yeah. Right now it's just like, yes, great things are coming from it, but we're also getting this very, very negative side of things.
Yeah. And maybe that's a good way to draw that gray line is that if you can stand up for what you integrity, absolutely okay. If you can't, then you need to rethink it. Maybe that's a good way to separate that gray area.
But I think a lot of people who are in that position to influence others are not, either they're not self-aware or they choose not to be, and they just go ahead with their agenda anyways.
Well, I mean, that goes back to the, I mean, it's so popularized to be in power now. Everybody wants power. That's what it all comes down to. Money's power. What you have is power. Everything's power.
Yeah.
So, you know, someone's got an agenda and you got people following them. A lot of people are going to take that and run with it and get their power.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody. I mean, there's still some good people out there. Not everybody's evil.
Yeah, but it's like, not to say that people who are being hurt are evil, but the quote unquote normal people or the people not in power and not wanting to be in power, they're not being hurt. So like you have all these other people just wondering what's wrong with them because they don't conform to.
And the sad part about that is the people that are being hurt, I'm sure, have stabbed at least one person in the back to get there.
Right.
And that's considered ambition nowadays.
Which sucks.
It does. It really does.
Yeah.
Because if you're a nice person, you're not gonna get there. Unless you've got a shitload of money. I mean, money will rule over personality any day of the week. But
yeah.
It's just a sad form. But, if you think about it, it still does fall in with the original design of the planet, of human nature. I mean, you're out there with the animals, the strongest one's going to survive. It's going to eat the rest of them. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple.
Mm-hmm.
So if you factor that in and compare the two, then our strongest is the best persuader.
Right. Yeah, that's
our survival skill. So if you look at it both ways, I mean, you can't really, I don't know, you can kind of drive yourself crazy going back and forth with it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that is human nature. I mean, to have control, to be on top, to survive, to overpower the next person.
Yeah.
So I mean, maybe we're just battling our own nature.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at my list and we've pretty much touched on all topics already.
You kicking me off? You're saying that? You're just whole.
No.
Like, yeah, you're out of shit to talk about. I'm hanging up now. Bye.
I mean, like, if you want to.
No,
I've mentioned I'm somewhat gullible, right? And too much of a people pleaser.
No, not you. Not at all.
Sarcasm.
Not me. No. Never.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
We've talked about monogamy, sort of. Marriage and kids, career, lifestyle, both physical and mental health, and packaging.
I mean, we skimmed the top of them. If you want to get deep into one, we've pretty much all of those. Or if you wanted to talk about something else, we can do that too. I am flexible.
I'm sure you are.
I'm actually really not that flexible.
You should work. Can you touch your toes?
No. God, no. Well, if I sit down on a couch and bring my feet up to me.
But, like, standing, leaning down.
No, I cannot touch my toes.
Flexibility is really important, I feel like, for your joints and everything. If we're going back to physical health.
Yeah, no, I don't disagree with you. We all eat junk food. But that came from people trying to maximize their profits. They put all those hormones and everything in everything now.
Mm.
That's affecting everybody.
Yeah. I stopped drinking milk once I moved to the States.
Oh, you stopped completely?
Yeah.
I don't doubt it. I mean, you can still get the organic stuff. It ain't got none of it in it. So they say, anyway.
So they say. I don't know. I feel better not drinking milk. I drink almond milk. Yeah.
Almond milk's actually not that bad. I mean, milk itself is kind of high in fat, and it's really not good for you.
Mm-hmm. And
when you're a child, it is, but not as an adult.
Yeah.
Which sucks because I love milk. But that could, I mean, the food is another aspect we didn't touch on. If you want, I mean, that could be part of it too.
Well, we mentioned like food and cooking. Like, I think nowadays it's like people don't care what they eat. Like, it's one thing to like get the Instagram or the food porn photo for everyone to see and be jealous of what you're eating. And then there's the other side of just frozen meals, things that are ready in no time. But it's like you read what's actually on there. It's like you don't know half the stuff. Those are all like preservatives, and it's like your body has to process that. It's no wonder that your body's having such a hard time.
And I am completely guilty of that right now. So
yeah, me too, but I don't have a kitchen. yet.
Well, I don't technically have a kitchen either, so man.
Yeah. You don't have a kitchen?
No, I don't have a kitchen.
What do you mean you don't have a kitchen?
I don't have a kitchen. You know where I'm staying at. I have a microwave, I have a little skillet, and I have a sink. So I got like half a kitchen.
See, like at least a skillet's fine. You can do a lot with that. Yeah, it's not just microwave.
No, but I just got a skillet like last week.
How long have you been without a skillet?
About a month.
Okay, that's something not like that. Too bad.
No, especially for a guy. Come on.
What's that supposed to mean?
I'm just, you know, I don't know. I am guilty of getting the easy food. I'm very guilty of that. I've been, so I can't talk about people that way.
Hmm.
For some reason, as a kid, I've always loved processed foods. I can't help it. I've always loved the taste of them.
I've never had a Twinkie.
Oh my God, you're kidding me. Are you for real?
Yeah.
You've never had a Twinkie?
I don't think I ever will. I think I mentioned this before.
Oh, come on.
What?
You gotta do a Twinkie once.
Why? It's
it's like an orgasm in your mouth.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. It's delicious.
It's so synthetic, probably. Like, I can already imagine what it tastes like. I don't need to actually eat it.
It is sugar, creamy goodness. That's what it tastes like.
It's not real cream.
It doesn't matter. It's good. I believe you've never had a Twinkie before. That's a generational shift issue right there.
No, it's a geographical thing. Because I grew up in Canada.
They don't have Twinkies in Canada?
They do, but I didn't grow up eating it. Okay, like, I'm Chinese-Canadian. Our version of desserts are like a dessert soup or pudding or something like that.
All right. Well, you're in America now. You got no excuse. Everyone should have a Twinkie once in their life.
No, I refuse. You can't make me.
Oh, I can't. You wait. It may take years.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta eat a Twinkie. This is my life's mission now.
Mm, yeah.
I will figure it out. I can't believe you never had a Twinkie before.
No.
I was so, because they actually stopped making them for a while.
I
like,
heard
it was just
that.
Shut down. I was so upset. I don't like eat Twinkies every day. I don't like sit here and gorge piles of Twinkies. But the fact that I can never have another one again, it very much bothered me. It was a huge factor in my life. I got over it pretty quickly, and then they came out with new ones again. I was like, oh, that's great. And I actually didn't buy one. Not had one since. But
did they change the recipe or something?
I don't think so. No, I don't, not from what I heard. I take that back. I have had one since they brought it back. So. I don't know. I mean, it tastes fine to me.
To you?
Yeah.
Not to me.
How do you know? You've never tasted one.
I can only imagine, the cream filling is essentially Cool Whip, right?
Yeah.
Do
you like shortbread?
With real whipped cream, yeah.
Well, it's not much different. I mean, it may not be exactly real whipped cream, but...
That's the issue I'm having.
At least try a bite. Get one and try a bite.
No.
Twinkie, just try a bite.
No.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm going to work on this. This is going to happen. I'm going to start just calling you and start whispering, Twinkie, Twinkie.
And I'll return the favor. I'll return the favor and say white chocolate macadamia nut.
Oh, cookie. You play dirty. You play dirty. Not fair.
White chocolate cookies. Cookies.
Okay, so not fair.
You're welcome.
I'm scheming now. You just wait. I'm
scheming.
What about Hostess cakes? Have you ever had Hostess? I guess that would be a no. You've never had anything Little Debbie, I'm guessing.
Probably not.
Oh my goodness gracious.
See, it's like I feel like I can make something better. you know?
Oh, I don't dispute that. There's a ton of things out there better than Twinkies, but it's like a classic. I don't know. It's nostalgia, I guess.
Just because it's a classic doesn't mean I have to have it.
Yes, it does.
No, it's not. No.
Everyone else is doing it. Why aren't you?
And that's the whole mentality nowadays with everything. We've come full circle.
Well, if you can't beat them, join them, right? Win in Rome. Eat damn Twinkie. Wow. That completely, that just like rocked my world.
Seriously? It's just a Twinkie.
Nothing Little Debbie either. We just grew up around them. They were always there. We used to go to the day old bread store. I don't know if y'all had those in Canada or not.
No.
Well, they had them down here, and there was a day old bread store. So bread that was more than a day old. You go in there, and it was cheap. And that included Little Debbie's and Twinkies and Hostess cakes and those little Star Crunch cakes and.
I think, like, the concept of supermarkets was fairly recent, more recent in at least where I grew up than in the States.
Oh, yeah, probably, yeah. I guess I could see that. I guess it's hard to forget that other people live differently when you're surrounded by it your whole life. It's very easy to forget that. So what did y'all do if you don't have a supermarket? I guess y'all had to go to a bread store and then go to a...
There was a tiny little bakery across the street from where I lived, and it was just one store, and that's where we got our bread. Same thing with like groceries. We had Safeway, but we didn't have Walmart growing up. It wasn't until I was in high school that we got Walmart, and. Yeah, Target actually didn't. Target tried. They did not succeed.
Really? People love Target down here.
Yeah, no, Target went out of business, at least.
Good. I hate Target.
They pulled out of Canada, I believe.
They didn't go out of Canada. There's a ton of them down here. There's Targets all over the place. I'm looking at one right now, as a matter of fact.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. There you have it.
Yeah.
I can't stand Target stores. I don't like them.
Why?
Just the premise and the idea. It's an uppity store.
Well, I guess the same would go from Walmart then a little bit.
Walmart is not an uppity store at all. Have you ever seen the pictures? It only happens. It's like the trailer park of the superstores.
Oh, okay.
you should look them up. They actually are pretty funny. Yeah, at our local Walmart, you go up there and people are in their pajamas.
Yeah, that's what I don't get. Like, along with the whole professionalism thing, people don't care what they dress. They're just like, I see teenagers with, instead of a jacket, they just have a blanket. And it's like the flannel type of like really fuzzy ones. And it's like, what happens when you drop it on the ground? You have to carry it around with you. I don't get that.
Yeah, I don't really.
Like, the city that I grew up in, I guess it developed fairly quickly, but you go downtown and you feel underdressed, you know?
Really?
So it's like, if you know that you're going to be shopping downtown, you want to dress up a little bit just to, like, blend in a bit more, you know?
Well, I mean, it's nice to look good. It's nice to feel good. I mean, that's kind of a part of it. It's your whole, like you said, your mental health and your physical health. I mean,
being well put together is more of a skill anymore.
It's really not that much skill anymore. It's truly not.
Yeah.
But that's because that someone has said, a bunch of people have said that that's not the right way to do it. That walking around with a blanket over your shoulders is the right way to do it.
It Is it really just because society's going more towards like more practical than more proper?
Right. I just use that as an example.
Yeah, no.
What?
No, my mind just went to like fashion trends and like
I wouldn't know nothing about that.
No, but like because I worked retail, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like what is defined as quote unquote vintage anymore is just like how is vintage only 20 years old, right?
Mm-hmm. I don't even know what the standards are. I know antique's 25, but I don't know what vintage is considered.
But it's just like and you know how some people would dress to a certain like time era fashion wise and then just make it their own. Everyone's doing that now. So it's like you have these stores with like quote unquote 90s trends and it's just like I remember wearing those and those weren't cool even when I was wearing them.
I had a pair of MC Hammer pants as a kid. parachute pants is what they call them, parachute pants.
Yeah, but now they like rebrand it as like joggers or something.
Oh, is that what they do now?
A little bit.
Yeah, I didn't realize those were back out. And see, to me, all that is somebody coming across a large pile of old clothes and was like, we need to sell these, so we need to make these popular.
Yeah, and then it catches on.
Yeah.
And then it's like mass production. And this is the whole cycle of fashion.
Yeah, it's like really, I don't really get into fashion that much.
Would you say your wardrobe is fairly like you don't have to think about what you're wearing, you just grab and go sort of thing?
Yeah, I've pretty much set it up that way. Like I've got some nice pullovers and nice stuff that I know works for whatever I wear. Before this job I had to dress up every day. So I had to, you know, button down shirt, tie, slacks, dress shoes, you know, I had to do that every day for probably 6 years.
Yeah.
So the job I'm at now, I can wear sneakers, jeans, and a pullover. Right. I love it. It's amazing. It's the greatest thing in the world.
Comfortable.
It's very comfortable, yes.
Yeah.
So I don't dress up to go out much anymore. I'm guilty, but I really don't go out much either. So.
Me too. Like
pretty much a homebody.
Like when I was growing up and still living with my parents, my mom's side of the family would meet up a lot to go out for dinner. So it's just like, great, I wore this 2 dinners ago, so I can't wear it this dinner because they're all about pictures. Like I swear, every family meeting, every family dinner, even if it's just visiting grandma, grandpa, let's take a picture with like 5 cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we never see those pictures again. Someone should just compile all of them. Yeah. So like in that sense, I've grown up in front of a camera and I have like my photogenic smile and all that stuff. But
your fake smile.
My fake smile. Cat, why are you on the desk? Please. I'm sorry.
Cat's got an opinion on topic.
She's not supposed to be on the table, but I'm letting her because my mic's on and now she's stuck.
She's stuck. What's she stuck on?
Between my 2 monitors. Please don't fall. She's such a brat.
Most cats are. I've not met a cat that wasn't.
It's like, and then they act so dignified, but then it's like they just flop over and puke in front of you. It's like, great, thank you, cat. Good morning to you, too.
Cats are assholes. I'm sorry. Cats are assholes. Straight up.
She's all right. It's just like you expect her to learn, but it's like, no, she's a cat. She has the attention span of nothing.
Now, see, I think cats are smart because we... I'm no longer married, but I was married for 6 years and she had cats. And when I married her, I'm not a cat person at all. I'm definitely a dog person. one of her cats attached itself to me for whatever ungodly reason. And now I love that cat to death, but she's an asshole. You come in here, you wait for you to go to sleep and she would knock shit off the table. Like, and she'd knock it off and watch it fall, and then look at you, be like, what are you going to do about it, bitch? I mean, seriously. Oh, God, I hate that shit.
They're so self-centered, but they're cats, so you can't do anything about it.
God, I hated that. It's the only thing about cats I did not like. Yeah. Like, Bella, the cat's name was Bella, so I lay down, and she had this routine, and I finally just accepted it. You know, she'd come and she'd lay by my head and curl up and start purring. And it's actually a pretty relaxing way to go to sleep.
Right.
But she'd start kneading. And she'd always do that kneading. She would catch the side of my face with a claw or catch me in the arm with a claw. And I'm like, God damn it, Bella.
Because she's happy. She's showing you love and how comfortable she is.
This is not a BDSM bedroom. This is me trying to go to sleep. And this cat is clawing me to death.
That's when you throw her across the room.
And I have. And she comes right back.
Please love me. More cuddles.
Exactly. And if I push her off again, she stands up and looks at me like she's so disappointed in me. I feel bad.
So judgmental, these cats.
I'm telling you. Oh, damn cats. See, a dog just lays there. I mean,
I haven't grown up with dogs.
Oh, I grew up with my dog a
lot. I do love dogs, but they just don't, I don't know if it's just because I'm hesitant in approaching them, so they hesitate to approach me, that sort of thing.
Yes, they will sense that. If you're not then, comfortable around them.
Yeah. Problem solved then.
I was in a customer's house the other day, and this is funny, this has never happened before, and I'll always take my shoes off when I walk in a customer's house, just a sign of respect. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter if they have towel for or whatever, I always take my shoes off. And this guy had three beautiful dogs. They were like husky mixes.
Ooh.
Very fluffy, like almost like they were gorgeous. One of them had green eyes. The other one had blue eyes. Mm-hmm. Just one of the most adorable dogs I've ever seen in my life. So, you know, they get excited. They jump. We pet. You know, I talk to them, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then we go upstairs to look at what needs to be repaired. And we're talking, I mean, the homeowner and everything. I come down and I go to leave. One shoe there.
Oh, no.
I'm like,
Oh, no.
One of the dogs that grabbed it and taken it to his bed was sitting there. It didn't destroy it. Thank God. It soaked it in drool.
Oh, no.
Well, I went back 2 days later and the damn dog's trying to untie my shoe and take it off my damn foot. Kid you not. I'm like, are you kidding me? Come on, dog.
That's cute, but I'm sorry for your soggy shoe.
Yeah, it was kind of a rough. It was like an hour drive home too, so.
Oh no.
It was kind of a rough ride home. I came back and told my boss that story, and it happened to him, except he was outside.
Oh no.
And he had to walk way across the woods to get his shoe back.
Oh no. Oh no. At least he found it.
Yeah, he found it with the dog.
Okay, good.
The dogs can be great animals. They really can be.
Mm-hmm.
They're very protective. I love it. Like our dog, my dog Abby, she'll follow you everywhere you go. You know, that's in really her breed.
Cute. Yeah.
Yeah. She and if you go into a room, she'll lay down across the threshold.
Hmm.
That's her protective nature.
But you do get some dog breeds that just don't have that instinct.
No, they really don't. No, I mean, I think all dogs should. That's the point of a dog.
Some people would argue with that.
No, I know.
Yeah.
I know. You would never catch a yapper. It wouldn't happen.
A yapper.
Yeah, a little yap dog.
Even if they're really cute and fluffy.
Yeah, no, little dog, cute, fluffy, they don't all work in the same time.
Nope.
These dogs that I was calling cute and fluffy, they were knee high.
Yes, the proper type of cute and fluffy.
These, you would think these were proper type and cute and fluffy. I mean, they look like big teddy bears, truthfully. They have like this furry, fluffy coat.
I feel like they'd knock me over or something.
No, they would knock you over, for sure. For sure. I'm sure they're having generations, too. I'm sure their puppies having issues different than their parents.
Mm-hmm.
That went way over your head, didn't it? Or that just wasn't it?
You cut out a little bit, so I didn't catch all of that.
Good cover. I like the uh-huh, like you were actually paying attention.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to be polite, of course. Always polite.
Busted.
I'll let you listen back on this. You'll see that you're cut out.
Well, you can do stuff in editing to make that happen. I know that. Can't ding a dinger. So you only have the one cat, though, right? Yeah, that cat. Don't is that the only cat you ever had?
Yes, I grew up with fish.
Now, see, I love fish.
Our fish were it's like we had a school of fish, so they're all the same type of fish. But then they got very territorial over their spot in the tank. Uh-huh. But then, like, when one would get sick, we'd separate it into, like, a large glass bowl. These fish are only, like, an inch long or so.
Right.
So the quarantine bowl was just with the one sick fish. And then, like, the next day, the fish would have jumped out of the bowl and be on the floor. So.
What? The fish jumped out of the bowl?
Yeah.
I've never seen that, ever.
So, yeah, I don't know if they were, like, suicidal fish or something. That's 1 hour.
Suicidal fish.
And we're ending it on suicidal fish.
What a way to go out. You had to have a cat in the house or something. Did you?
Growing up? No, we just had fish.
That jumped to their deaths.
Yeah.
I might have to do some research on that.
I don't even know what type of fish they were. We got them from a friend because their fish had more fish. So they started out as like fry fish, like the really tiny, like you could barely see them, but they're just specks moving around. So we got them. I think we kept them for like 3 years.
Huh.
Yeah.
I can imagine what it would be like to come by and see your fish on the carpet and be like, what the hell happened?
Yeah, my sister refused to pick it up, so she just covered it with a paper towel.
That's smart. That works for a little while till the smell soothes.
No, it was until my dad came home and told her off for it. Oh.
All right, well, we had to finish the topic of the suicidal fish. We couldn't just end the like that. It's not fair to anybody who's listening.
It's suicidal fish, yep.
Yep,
you're right. Welcome, everyone. I'm sorry.
Be a great band name.
Suicidal Fish.
Yeah. Like a ska punk name. I think it could fit in there.
We should come up with like band names and do like a one-off song per band.
You know what I was thinking? I shot this to Lindsay to see what he said, or Andrews. The song that he picked, did you read it? Or did you hear it?
No, I haven't listened to it.
I have to send you the original. I'm actually going to make fun of Andrews for listening to this kind of music. But she's a great singer. It's a pop song, you know, basic beat in the background or whatnot. I don't know if we got anybody who can sing like her. And right now, PW is doing it, but I was thinking of doing like a hick country band, like instead of like the bass and like the bass doing like a bucket and the hi hat doing booms or making the music that way.
All the yeses, please do it.
So he gave me great drawers to do whatever thing sounds good. So I might try and play around with that tonight. I've got the software. I can remake the beat. I can make it happen otherwise, but I think that would be kind of cool. Like a little hick band or something.
Yes.
You just got to come up with their name.
I'll try and think of something.
Do your job.
No, I'm terrible at puns.
All right, man. Well, thank you, though.
Thank you. Thank you guys for listening. And we'll talk to you later. Bye.